I think it would be an entirely different life for me if I didn't have jazz. It's just made life great. My playing basically has jazz overtones. I had a mentor who owned a novelty shop, had recordings and stuff, and in those days, back in the dark ages, you could take a recording and go into a booth and play it all many, many times and put it back on the rack to sell. And this fellow was very kind to me. He would loan me recordings and he'd say, why don't you keep that for a week and bring it back Saturday.
What would you call your greatest jazz experience?
Well, I think the first time you have a jazz experience, it really is among the greatest. And I can recall, I think I was maybe 15, and my piano teacher invited me, mother, to take me to Chicago. And she did. And as it turned out, Duke Ellington was playing at the Old Blue Note. Madison and Dearborn in Chicago down the basement. And it was a world-famous club. All the headliners in jazz would come there. You know, the first time you hear it live, I mean, I had been imbued by recordings and my sometimes futile and frustrating attempts to try and figure this stuff out. I was ready to hear somebody live. And notwithstanding, I've heard some great live performance. Mm-hmm. I think the first one does stick out. It really was an evening I'll never forget, many, many years ago.
Could you describe your first time on stage as a performer?
My first remembrance of being, quote, on stage, unquote, was actually I was invited by adults to be in their combo. So every Friday and Saturday night, I attended a residential school for the blind, but I was permitted by the superintendent to go down to McMurray College, which was just a short walk from school, and play from 9 to 11 on Saturday nights. And I think maybe I was in eighth grade then. And that was my first stage performance. Had a lot of fun. We made $7, and that was a lot of money in those days because you could get a malted milk for a dime. So I could buy recordings and stuff. Very fortunate.
What kind of feelings do you get when you're on stage performing?
You really get a great feeling when you know that you are communicating with an audience. Certainly the pleasure lies in putting feeling into your music. I always try to do that. Some players have the notes under control, but the feeling or soul isn't there, the warmth, the tenderness, the emotion. And I always say to friends, you know, and when they ask, what kind of music do you like? I say, I like music that gives me a chill up and down my spine. You know, that's the basics to me.